Welcome to The Gift of Grace with Phil Gigliotti and Stephen Garchar. The Gift of Grace is a program where we read and teach God's Word, proclaiming the kingdom and salvation in Jesus the Messiah. And now, here's your host, Phil Gigliotti and Stephen Garchar.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to The Gift of Grace on the Word 1220. This is Phil Gigliotti, and once again, we are missing our co-star, Stephen Garchar. He will be back next week. Well, I can't believe a whole week has gone by since we were last here, and we have Pastor Adil here still with us from Kiryat Shemona in Northern Galilee, and Pastor Adil has been doing, I don't know, three or four shows now, I can't remember.
Yeah,
four shows?
It's our fourth one.
And he's been doing some awesome teaching, talking about the land of Israel and the current situation there, and Israel being surrounded by enemies, and we talked about Psalm 83, and then last week, you recall, we talked about the war of Gog and Magog and Ezekiel 38 and 39, and that was really quite a powerful thing. And so here we are again, and this week, on this week's show, we're going to tie this all together because we are living in a very, very important time. And if you've listened to this show for any length of time, you know Stephen and I teach about this all the time, that we're coming to the end time harvest. We're actually in the end time harvest.
Exactly.
And that those of us that are here now, and we all know from Acts chapter 17 and many other places in the Bible that we are here. We were created to be here now.
Yeah.
And not some other time. We were created to be here now. And God put us in this time and in the places that we live in for very specific reasons.
Exactly.
And we are now in a position where Paul and Peter and all the evangelists, just to mention the two of them, but all the evangelists of the first century, they brought in the first harvest into the kingdom of Yeshua the Messiah, into the new covenant. We are here to bring in the final harvest. And we are just as important as those guys were.
Oh, yeah.
And we are, you know, we are Gentiles, and we are in the kingdom because Jewish evangelists went out from the land after Jesus gave them the Great Commission, and they evangelized all the people in the known world, and Gentiles came to believe in the Messiah of Israel, and we came into the kingdom. Yes. And now here we are. Not only are we still preaching the gospel to our neighbors and our friends and our coworkers, but now many of us are even involved now in preaching the gospel to the people of Israel. And you, Pastor Adil, you're right there on the front line, bringing the gospel to God's chosen people as the time of the end comes closer and closer.
Yeah, actually, I'm just feeling that I'm so honored by God just to have this opportunity to bring the gospel to people of Israel. And I appreciate so many people who are from the States are coming and sharing, and we have so many friends. And we have you, brother, last year that you just came, and it's also, it was awesome time for us that you shared the God's word. But anyway, I'm just agree with you for 100% that we are living in so exciting time. And it's I'm glad that I live in this time, not in the century, 17, 18, something like that. I'm not, minimizing what was happening in the 70s and 18th centuries, but we are now living in a very interesting and very powerful time. And actually, we should stop to look at other people, like many people are doing, and says, oh, you know, look, what's going on? So many people, turn backs to God, and I'm so upset. What's going on with our country? You know, well, man, just stand up and go and do your part. What God just called you to do.
Amen.
I'm just saying that use this opportunity to go and preach gospel. You are right. We are in the last call for it's kind of a last opportunity for people to be saved,
Yes.
before that's the right. God is going to pour his wrath and all this stuff that's going to happen and all this, you know, this shofars will blow shofars. Yeah. We are in this in these days.
We're seeing it unfold by watching the news.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm just sure if Peter or Paul was watching the TV and news now, I'm just sure they says, well, guys, you are in the last days, so go on and preach because we don't have a lot of time.
Yes. I think Paul would like to come back and help us preach. No, I'm sure he's happy where he is. But yeah, you're right. And so if this is the end of the end times, if this is the final harvest, and if we are here for this time, we have a very important job.
Oh, yeah.
And what is happening in our culture, you know, we're having a falling away. You know, we have people... Oh, well, you know, I don't want to go to church today. I'm kind of tired. I had a hard week. I don't feel good. I have a headache. My feet hurt.
You also have this.
Yeah, that's right. We have the same guys. I think I'm just going to sit home today and relax. Or if you see somebody that you think needs to hear the gospel, you say, well, I don't know. I'll do that some other time.
Oh, I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Yeah, I don't want to hurt his feelings. I don't want him to think I'm stupid. I don't want him to think I'm... crazy.
I'm not so modern, you know. I have to be much more modern, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh.
And this is, you know, we're hearing this more and more and more.
You know, it's reminding me that in Matthew chapter 25, we have amazing stories.
Yeah.
Two parables that Jesus was saying. And if you're carefully reading the chapter 24, Jesus was saying about his return.
Mm-hmm.
And chapter 25, it's like the continuous of the chapter 24. And
yes.
let's read the about this 10 versions about that says.
So this is Jesus speaking. Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps, but took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should be not enough for us and for you, but go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterwards, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming."
That's exactly what we should remember to ourselves. We are all Christians. That's the picture of Christianity is now.
Mm-hmm.
If you can see what's going on in Christianity today, and if you just take the back 20 years ago, you'll see that's we are now in this moment. That's many people who call themselves Christians. They are just in sleep situation. They are in sleep position.
That's right.
that's they are walking. They are you know, feeling that they are, you know, have a life, but they don't. You know, I'm so sorry about this, because many people who are just calm them down and says, "Oh, I'm coming to the church once in a week, you know. I'm gives my tithes, you know. I'm very polite, I'm very cool, you know, neighbor and all the stuff." But they are not have a fire from God, for God. They are not have a such a love for the lost.
Mm-hmm.
They're just in a comfort zone, comfort boat.
And they're not learning the word.
They're not learning the word. They're just, very, you know, top top of the tops. They're just, you know, knows, and that's satisfied, you know. They're not searching the face of God. They're not crying to him, says, Lord, use me in these last days to reach this lost world. Because so many people, just look around, how many people are going to hell? That's awful. I just remember, you know what? I sometimes feel if somebody from this kind of Christian people have at least 1 minute visit the hell and come back, I'm sure
they'll live a different life.
I'm sure because it's just, you know, enough to see a couple of seconds what's going there. Oh my gosh, I'm sure that you are going to be changed. Just think about these people who are going there because you are silent. You are silent. And look at what Bible says. All this fool and smart virgin, they get asleep, and when they heard the bridegroom's cry, it says they all of them woke up. So the Bible says that we will have this events that everybody will see that Jesus is coming.
Yes,
and
no one's going to miss it.
Nobody. The question: who is going to have this anointing from the Holy Spirit? Who is going to be connected to the Holy Spirit and be in full situation? You know, do you have enough oil that represents the presence of Holy Spirit in your vessels? That's the question.
Yes.
Where are you now with the Lord? Where are you now with the Lord? We should ask ourselves every day all these questions. My prayer, as always, says, God, I don't want to be satisfied with what I'm doing because I want more.
Yes.
Not because I'm just stealing the glory from you, but I want more glory for you, Lord.
Yes.
And that's called me to go from door to door. And as I mentioned to you when we were speaking, I just thought to myself, that's my decision. Now, when I'll be home, I'll just go from door to door to people. And because we have no time, I don't want to see them in going to by this wide way to hell.
Yes. We don't have time to play church anymore.
Yeah.
We don't have time to go there and say, oh, it was nice. It was very nice.
Hallelujah. The songs, came to this point.
The songs were very nice.
Oh, yeah.
The pastor gave a very nice teaching. Now, okay, we're done. Let's go. We don't have time for that anymore because the time is running short. And, you know, in the book of Amos, I think it's in chapter 8, God says through the prophet Amos that there's going to be a famine, not of food and water, but of the word of God.
Yeah.
People are not studying the word anymore. People don't want to study the Bible. People have got away from that. Nobody wants to really learn what the word says. And what does the word say about itself? It's the sword of the Spirit. That's our main weapon, is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Exactly.
And we are in this end time battle, spiritual battle. I mean, soon it's going to be a physical battle too, especially where you live, but it's going to be a physical battle everywhere. But now we're always in spiritual battle.
Yeah.
And the kingdom of darkness has persuaded people, oh, just relax and don't get too excited about anything and take care of yourself and be comfortable and get a good rest. And this is where we live. And in our country, this is what we've come to.
Yeah.
We've been comfortable. We've been prosperous. We've had a nice life. We all have very nice churches. You know, you drive your nice car to a nice church building and you say, oh, this is nice. And you don't totally open yourself up to what the Spirit is telling you to do. And you're going to be hearing more and more from the Spirit as time goes on because we're in the fight to the end now. And as Paul always talks about, it's a race. You got to finish the race. You got to keep the faith. You got to go for the crown. Paul doesn't say, well, just, you know, relax a little bit. Don't get too excited. Just, you know, whenever you feel like telling somebody the gospel, you know, if you feel like it, go ahead. He never rested. He was always preaching the gospel.
Yeah, in Matthew chapter 28, we have a great commission that the Lord
exactly.
Jesus Christ gave us. And many people don't understand what that means. When Lord Jesus was saying, go and preach to Jerusalem, mm-hmm. to Judea and Samaria, and by the end of the earth, some people says, oh, should I go to Jerusalem and preach there? No, come on, guy. We have to understand
I'd
that.
I'd like to.
Yeah, we can go, you know, of course. But Jesus was using this for his disciples, yeah. saying, because he was in Jerusalem. Mm-hmm. He was saying that people who are surrounding you in your everyday life, that's your Jerusalem, mm-hmm. your family, your friends, your co-workers, your partners on the work, mm-hmm. your partners on the you know, I don't know, business, everywhere, your everybody who surrounded you that God gave you mm-hmm. in your life, that's your Jerusalem.
Yes.
And go and preach to this Jerusalem. Somebody, people says, oh, well, when God sent me, you know, mm-hmm. mission trip, I'll start to preach gospel. Come
yeah.
on. God called you here,
yes.
preach to your Jerusalem,
yeah.
spiritual Jerusalem.
Or I'll do a mission trip when my kids are grown up, when my kids are done with college, when I retire, whatever it is.
And then it's not happening.
And then it doesn't
and
then happen.
It doesn't happen. And then the people coming to Lord and say, and God says, well, what did you do?
What did you do?
With the gift of salvation.
With the talent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's read this. We just continue with Matthew chapter 25, verse 14.
Yes. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them. His Lord said to them, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also who had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents beside them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew what I reap. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even that he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Oof. Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Doesn't it look like that what happened now? It's, you know, let's just think about this story, what God is saying about us. We just see these three people, three Israelites that received these talents from his Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And this Lord just gave the 1 5, the yeah. other 2, and other 1.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're making the parable to our lives, we also, the different ways gifted from
yes,
the Lord.
Exactly.
And we are just receiving some of them, 5, 2, and 1.
Mm-hmm.
And we have all these talents that God has just gave us.
Mm-hmm.
And look at what God has, what Bible says, that the one who received 5, he increased it in 2x.
Yes.
He was working in 100% giving back. The second one, who received only 2 talents, mm-hmm. but he was also working for 100%. It doesn't matter how many talents
right,
you have. The matter how much you just put inside to increase your talents for 100%. And the third one, as we see, he was lazy, mm-hmm. lazy man. He just buried his talent mm-hmm. and says, well, I don't have to all these things, you know.
Yeah. I was afraid.
I'm afraid of my master. He was trying to the find a reason not to do.
Yes, exactly.
How many of us trying to find the reason not to do what God just gave to us?
With the gifts that we've been given.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Well.
We're coming to the first break already. Okay. This is the Gift of Grace on the Word 1220. Remember, giftofgraceministries.org, or you can look for us on Facebook. We'll be right back.
The house of the Lord, running to his peaceful kingdom, shouting they lay down their swords. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, he will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain, come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, he will teach us his ways. Wash us with the spirit of burning, let your beautiful fruit shine forth. That everyone who's left inside will be called holy forevermore. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Rise and shake the earth so mightily. Send your glory all across the land. Then everything that's proud and lofty will bow down before the Son of Man. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, he will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, he will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain, he will teach us his ways. Over all the glory, there will be a covering. Cloud and smoke all through the day, flaming fire all through the night. Tabernacle for the shade, shelter from the pouring rain. When the Lord is washed away, fill up the night as a fire.
Listening to the Gift of Grace on AM 1220, The Word.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to the Gift of Grace on The Word 1220. That's an awesome song. That's Isaiah chapter 2. You can read that for your homework. But I love the part about everything that's proud and lofty is going to be brought down. You know, we have a lot of proud and lofty people. We have a lot of very intelligent people who don't know the Lord that are walking around saying, oh, let me tell you, I know this. You don't understand this. I know this. They're going to be brought down.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a powerful story that God just teached us in chapter 25.
Yes.
And what has amazed me, if this man that received one talent was increased his talent for another one.
Yes.
He was received the same blessings from the God that the 10, that those one who brought the 10. Mm-hmm. That's why sometimes, you know, people in the church says, well, we have a pastors, we have a leaders.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they are so talented. Let them do it. You know, I'm not so gifted.
Yeah.
I'm so shiny. And they are just just trying to find the reasons why not to do.
Yes.
And I'm always saying, listen, you have your part of talent. Just work hard on this part, and God is going to bless you the same way how this the pastor that has a 30,000 people church and the same way, because it's not about the numbers.
Yes.
It's about your dedication, how you are faithful, mm-hmm. that what God just gave to you.
And it's not about your intelligence.
Not about.
You don't have to be a theologian.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to go to seminary or Bible college or whatever it is.
Yeah.
All you have to do is tell your neighbor the gospel.
You just read the Bible and go in and tell them.
Yes.
Well, I just read this, you know, and it's not your responsibility for them to be saved.
That's right.
Many people says, well, I tried many times, you know, Pastor. I'm not so bold as you. I can't go from door to door, you know.
Yeah.
And just bury their talents. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people even don't use their money, you know.
Sure.
Even though
absolutely.
They says, well, if I'm not evangelist, if I'm not the mm-hmm. apostle and prophet, mm-hmm. I'll just, you know, keep my Christian life and that's all.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are so shy, if you can't go, if you don't have this, you know, call in your life,
mm-hmm.
you can use your finances
mm-hmm.
to send to these missions to people
exactly.
who are doing this job.
Absolutely.
And you can be the part of this. But still pray for this and says, Lord, I want to preach in my Jerusalem.
Yes.
I want to preach to my neighbors. Just open the door. Open the door.
Yes.
Some people, you know, I just recently spoke with one sister and we had a wonderful congregation. She says, well, I'm not the one who is going so much out and all this stuff. But recently she had a wonderful experience. She went to the zoo and she meet with one lady. And God just gave her this mm-hmm. this wonderful opportunity, and she was sharing, and she was so excited.
Yes,
you know, I says, "Well, if you are going to keep going with this, if you are going to ask God, He is going to continue to give you such a meetings, because He is the one that's the building this grace of web." Or web of grace.
Web of grace.
I like this. So I'm saying that there is no excuse that if you are looking for the reasons not to do.
Yes.
We just have to stop do this and says, Lord, whatever I have, I want to use.
Yes. Well, you bring up a good point because there are several levels. On one level, you have to talk to people one-on-one that you see. They may live next door. You may work with them.
Yeah.
You may see them at the store or like this lady, you know, meets a woman at the zoo and starts telling her the message of God's love and salvation. You can then expand that to especially pray for people that are doing the missions farther away.
Yeah.
You can pray for Pastor Adil and his congregation in Galilee. And prayer support is very, very, very important because as Pastor Adil mentioned two or three shows ago, when they were going around the city, he and his leadership team praying for the city, they felt a breakthrough happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, prayer is very powerful.
It was exactly. Yeah.
And when all these things that we mentioned the last couple of weeks start to happen in the land, he and his congregation are going to need even more prayer support. So you can pray. And secondly, and thirdly, of course, you can, in a financial way, help people who are doing the missions. You don't have to go to New Guinea, but if your church is sending a team of missionaries to New Guinea, you can contribute to that.
Exactly.
You can contribute to Pastor Adil's congregation. I should bring this in. If you go to the Gift of Grace website, under ministries, you will find a way that you can make a financial contribution to him. And I can assure you that the money is going to go to him. He's not going to go on vacation to Hawaii with it. he's going to put it back into the kingdom, and he's going to plant with it, and an abundant harvest is going to come in that land.
I'm sure that if everybody will be just straight to God, they'll ask. God will show how to use our talents, yes. our finances, our yes. strength, our gifts. I'm sure that God is God. And if we are going to be serious with God about this, our desire
yes.
to be useful, to bring the fruits in our lives. Because I'm always saying to myself, well, Adil, one day you'll not just miss this, but you'll come and you'll mm-hmm. stand before Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking always about this moment. When I'll come and stand before Jesus, what will have in my hands?
Mm.
How many you know, all these crowns I'll bring to Jesus and put in front of his throne?
Mm.
How many? Because I'm just watching my life and see how many blessings God gave me. And as you see, that's there is a principle that's written in this parable. That's those who have is going to be increased.
Mm-hmm.
Those one who doesn't have, doesn't want to work for the kingdom, they will lose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the principle. Yes. If you are seated your seat in the kingdom of God. God is increasing you
yes.
and blessings and
yes.
give them much more level, much more and much more, much. And you just see how God is blessing you because you are
mm-hmm.
give the back to God. He will never be, owe you. He will more give you more, much more than you expect and you can hold because he's the God. He loves you and he's on our side.
Yes.
The key to your desire.
Mm-hmm.
As you told me this, your friend was saying, "Here I am, Lord, and send my neighbor." Yeah, if you are saying this way to God, my neighbor yes. is going to be blessed. You know,
yes,
because the blessed yes. one who
because he wants to use you.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, he called Abraham. Abraham had said, "Here I am." He called Moses. Moses said, "Here I am." He called Isaiah. He said, "Here I am."
Can you imagine that Moses says, "Here I am, Lord," and yeah. says, "Send my brother Aaron." God was angry
yes,
about this. Do you
yes,
remember?
Yeah. And I love the passage from Isaiah chapter 6 where Isaiah sees the glory of God filling the temple, and he's so overwhelmed, and he realizes that he's a sinner and he's impure, and he falls down on his face, and then God says, "Who shall I send?" And he says, "Here I am, send me."
Yeah.
Even though we are weak, even though we have flaws, even though we're sinners, even though we have all kind of weakness, we are still used.
Yeah. And what thing I also see in this words that God, Lord is teaching us, that how for us it's important to be in unity in the church.
Yes.
Because if I'm alone and I have only my gifts,
mm-hmm.
you know, I can be not sure how to use it, and I'll be not sure where to use it.
Yes.
But if I'm surrounded with the brothers and sisters,
yes.
and Bible says that the strong one is help to the weak one,
right.
And we are just
exactly.
you know make the balance
exactly.
in a church. We can be as useful
yes.
Vessels in the hands of God, and God just have can use us in different ways.
Exactly.
Of our gifts that we have. Yes.
And these guys with the talents, it's the same thing.
Exactly.
For example, our friend Stephen has the gift of music.
Yeah.
Now, if you're given the gift of music like he has, and if he decides, well, I have the gift of music, so I'm just going to sit in my house with my guitar and my keyboard, and I'm just going to play music that I like. Nobody else is going to hear it. I just want to play it for myself. He's not doing what he's supposed to do with his gift.
Yeah.
If you're given a gift of teaching and you say, well, I'm just going to sit in my living room and I'm just going to teach
myself.
There's not going to be anybody there. Maybe once in a while, my wife will hear it. But, you know, that's not what you're supposed to do with your gift.
Oh, yeah.
Because exactly. You're supposed to teach not only your congregation, but everyone around you.
Yeah.
And these are very important things. And this scripture passage from Matthew 25 really underlines that, because now we're taking our gifts and we say, well, I guess I have some gifts, but you don't understand. I'm very busy and I'm very tired and I don't feel good today, so I'm not going to church.
Let me remember you one word that God was saying. In Old Testament, God was warning us, and he was saying, if I'll send you to the sinner, mm-hmm. and I'll tell you to tell him stop
yes.
to sin.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going to say this, mm-hmm. and the sinner will not stop
yes.
to sin,
mm-hmm.
he'll going to die, and I'll ask
yes.
from him.
Exactly.
But you'll be clean.
That's
but
right.
if I'll send you to the sinner, and you'll be silent.
Yes.
And this sinner is going to die. I will ask the his blood from your hand. And it's very serious, you know. God is calling us.
Yes.
Remember this.
That's in Ezekiel chapter 3.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
You will be partly responsible for what happens to him if you don't tell him. So when God tells you to tell somebody something and you say, well, I don't know. You know, I don't want to hurt his feelings. I don't want him to think I'm crazy. I don't want to do that because I don't even know the guy. And then he doesn't hear your word and he is destroyed. You are responsible as well.
Exactly. So we are just surrounded with the people to whom God is sending us and saying, listen, you received the gift of salvation. Go and increase this gift of salvation and just bring this gift and increase this for the glory
yes.
of God. And we are, yes, responsible to go and it doesn't matter, you know, and just in this, are they going to be saved right now after you just shared, or after 5 or 10 months or one year or 10 years? That's not our point. Our point, go and just do what God has called to do.
That's
because
right.
we are like a farmers. We
yes.
have to take the seed and just put it in the ground and just pray for this and wait for the harvest. Wait for the harvest.
Mm-hmm.
But if you keep your all your seed in your garage and you don't use this, you know, it's not going to be the harvest. It's going to stay in your garage.
That's right.
That's that many Christians are doing.
Yes. You're absolutely right.
They say, well, we have a mission trip, you know, let them just do, you know. And what about your neighbor that's 20 years lives nearby you and you just don't care? Did she heard the news about the gospel?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
That's right.
We have to change.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how it was before.
Mm-hmm.
You have to change from now, from today.
Yes.
And if you now in your car, in your home, I don't know where you are, and you hear these words, you just start to pray God and says, Lord, I want to change in my life.
Yes.
I want to be the fruitful servant.
And this is the most important time for this, as we've been saying, is we're coming up to all these things that are going to happen. And you can read the prophetic books, you can read the book of the Revelation, and you can say, well, someday that's going to happen. But when you turn on your TV, when you read the newspaper, and you say, wow, look at all these things that are happening in the Middle East. Wow,
now,
look, the economy.
Now.
Look, the economy is going down in Europe and in America, and why are all these things happening? You know, and we have all these earthquakes and hurricanes and all these natural events, and people say, wow, what, another earthquake someplace. Wow, why are there so many earthquakes? Because things are happening, and we're now going to be in a place where those of us that are believers have to wake up and realize that we don't have a lot of time.
Exactly.
Ooh,
yes.
Another break already.
Wow.
Wow, this is going fast. Well, this is Gift of Grace. Remember, giftofgraceministries.org, or you can search for us on Facebook. We'll be back in just a minute.
Come, let's go to the dwelling place of our Lord. And bow before the Lord our God Jehovah. Every heart that yearns for the chambers of our King, enter in and honor our Lord our God Jehovah. Arise, O Lord, come into your resting place. Your children sing and worship God our King. So rise, O Lord, come into your resting place. With joy we sing, we worship God our King. We worship God our King. For the presence of the Lord, enter in and worship the Lord our God Jehovah. Lift your hands in the sanctuary of our God. Lift your voice, extol the Lord our majesty. So rise, O Lord, come into your resting place. Your children sing and worship God our King. O rise, O Lord, come into your resting place. With joy we sing, we worship God our King. We worship God our King. Your children sing and worship God our King. Arise, O Lord, come into your resting place. With joy we sing, we worship God our King. We worship God our King. We worship God our King. We worship God.
You're listening to The Gift of Grace on AM 1220, The Word.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to The Gift of Grace on The Word 1220. This is Phil Giuliotti here with Pastor Adil, and we only have about 8 or 9 minutes left. I can't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
These shows always go very fast.
Time is running, yeah.
But we're doing a very important teaching.
Yes.
Very important for the time that we live in.
You know, I'm just has on my... on my heart, just to remind our listeners that's the story about Esther and Mordecai.
Yeah,
I think that's many people know about this story. It's a very well known story, and God was glorified and saved the Jews tremendously. But there is the words I want to ask to read, Phil.
Yes.
When the Esther was saying to Mordecai that, you know, all this answered about the situation.
Yes.
And the words that Mordecai was saying to Esther, and could you please read this?
Yes. And you know the story. We're not going to go over the whole story because we don't have enough time. But in the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 14, This is Mordecai speaking with Esther. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come into the kingdom for such a time as this?
That's a perfect example for what we are saying.
Amen.
God is just facing to and just want to look at his face and hear from his that he's saying this to us. That's the time that we were born.
Yes.
That's the exact place what God just put us. Mm-hmm. And we are just living the life that where mm-hmm. we have to be. Don't even try to think that you are, you know, in the wrong place.
Yeah,
you are in the wrong family.
Right.
You are in the wrong time. Yeah. You are in the wrong. That's not.
I'm not smart enough.
Yeah.
I'm not tall enough. I'm strong enough.
You have to hear this voice that just against it to says to you.
Yes.
God says to you, you are in the right time,
that's
in the right,
right
place,
right.
And I just raise you up and keep
Amen.
You up alive for exactly for this moment that you will not keep silent.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. You can't in this time. But you have this gift of grace, gift of salvation. You can't be silent
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, be very polite way,
yeah.
you know, silent and don't. Well, you are going to hurt these people if you will not say the word of salvation because
That's
they
right.
will spend their all eternal life in hell.
Mm-hmm.
That's we have to think about this.
Yes.
Not about the situation that's, oh, how is my neighbor is going to look me after I'll share the gospel with him. He'll not like me. He'll not bring me the candies, you know. Oh, my gosh, come on. Just imagine if this your neighbor is going to leave his last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's going to be his last chance to hear gospel and be saved.
Yeah.
Use this time, you know.
Yes.
Mordecai was saying to the Esther that just think about this. You in your house of your father will be just punished if you keep silent and not just punished. The God will bring the salvation from other
somewhere, that's right.
somewhere else.
That's right.
God is going to use somebody else.
That's right. If he wants to use you and you say, well, no, I don't. He'll use somebody else to do the same purpose.
Yes.
Exactly. It's exactly right. And we have many people that are Christian believers sitting in the church on Sunday that are afraid. You know, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
But we say, well, you know, I know that guy's not a believer, but I better not say anything. And part of the reason that you're there that day is just to speak to him.
Exactly.
Just like this sister you mentioned who went to the zoo and met someone unexpectedly who had to hear the gospel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you have, and if you think about it, you have these experiences all through your life.
Yeah.
All through your life. And if you're docile, if you're open to what the Holy Spirit is showing you and telling you, it is your purpose to evangelize that person.
Can you imagine, can you count how many people in your life you just saw once?
Yeah.
You can't remember all these people.
Of course.
But that's the opportunities you had all your life.
Yeah.
So don't be sorry now. Just stop, do this, and says, well, God, I'm sorry for all these missed points in my life, and I want to change my life, and I want to, from now on and until the end of my life, I want to use all opportunities and boldly just mm-hmm. share gospel
yes, yes.
with everybody. I don't care what are you going to say about me, laugh or just reject me or just, I don't
right.
know. I'm going to say because I'm going to use my opportunity
yes.
and you just be on my side.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes.
And if we all start to do this, you'll see thousands, 100,000 start to be mm-hmm. saved.
Yes.
And we'll just bring the multiplication to
yes.
the kingdom
of
God.
And for those of you who know me, you know I always say this, but when I witness to people in my office all day long, I say to them, if you leave here and you think I'm crazy, I don't care.
Yeah.
Because it's not about me.
Exactly.
It's not about us. God is not going to say to you, well, I can understand that you didn't want to say anything because you didn't want to hurt your reputation or you didn't want that person to think you were crazy. He's not going to say that. He's going to say, you were supposed to tell this person, you didn't do it.
Yeah, because he went to cross.
Yes, exactly.
He went to cross.
Exactly.
He and made his part.
With not only, but the suffering and the shame that he endured. So we can endure a little bit of suffering. We can endure a little bit of suffering.
Compare what he had.
And for the sake of the kingdom.
Yes, compare what he had on the cross.
This is the only way that you can bring people into the kingdom.
Amen. I agree with you. Yeah.
Yes. And it's not about us.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And so if I don't do it, if the Lord says to me, go tell that guy over there, look at that guy over there, he needs to, you say, oh, no, right now, oh, I can't go now. No, I don't want to go talk to him. I don't know. I don't even know him.
We should remember the words of Jesus Christ. He just wrote in the Bible for all generation, and it's written, if you are going to be ashamed to say about me before people, I'm going to be ashamed to say about you before my Father.
Yes.
We have to understand that we are connected.
Yes.
He's standing in a gap for us, and we have to stand for in a gap for Jesus. We have to do our part because he needs us to do. And you are right, this story that the angel came and told to this that he has to call the Peter and
yes. When Cornelius sees the vision of the angel.
Yes.
We did a show about that. He said, go get Peter. Have him come here because he has to tell you something that you must know.
Yeah.
Now, the angel could have told him the gospel.
Exactly.
But the angel said, Peter's going to come and tell you the gospel.
Have you ever think about this?
It's amazing.
God needs that the people have to say the gospel with the people.
That's right.
God needs you. God needs me. God needs everybody who hear this radio show. Everybody.
Yeah.
We have to stand up and just for our nations.
Yes.
And start to complain and says, well, and find the reasons why not. And just go and preach boldly.
Wow.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Woo! Well, Pastor Adele, it's been awesome having you here these 4 weeks.
Thanks a lot.
And he is going back to Israel. And please pray for him. Go to the website and see if you can... If God puts on your heart to financially support him, any help that you can give will be appreciated, and especially the prayer support. Thanks Amen. For being with us, Pastor.
Thanks for inviting me.
Woo. Well, we'll be back next week, and I hope that my good friend Stephen will be back next week. He will. I hope you had an awesome Lord's Day, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Gift of Grace with Phil Giliotti and Stephen Garchar. Phil and Steve will be back next week when they will once again teach God's Word, proclaiming the kingdom and salvation in Jesus the Messiah, right here on AM 1220 The Word. Thanks and God bless.